Tony, we're here on Grand Final Day of the Santos Central Rugby Premiership. Of course, you know what it's like to hold up the Hoof Shield with both the Barra Rams and also the Tamworth Pirates, but...
Happy with the season as it is with first grade?
Very happy. With a disruption early in the year with the failure of the joint venture with New England, and then, of course, the Magpies shifting their allegiance with New England. We thought, well, you know, that's not a good move, but we went through it. We still have a good, strong zone. And I think that's reflected here today at the grand final.
We've got 4 on an 19 side. That's completely unsatisfactory in so many ways. But I think what's exciting for us is that the Friday night rugby has been very successful for the 14s and the 16s, 5-6 teams. So we just have to bite the bit and be really patient for the next 3 or 4 years for those kids to come through and be given an opportunity. Is it something where you've looked at it as a club's point of view and maybe have to play some Friday night games to cater for these kids on the odd occasion, especially if you've got one team clubs, and it's just one of those things moving forward, we need to have kids coming through to replenish our clubs, and well, we've got 4 teams in the under-19s. Grand final is fantastic, but we need to have more of that, because certainly Gunnar and Nowbry did a fantastic job under Brendan Brain and the crew there at Nowbry to get 19s going.
That's right. And look, I think well done to Nowbry and Gunnar, or Gunnar in particular, because they just came from nowhere with an under-19 side. But you're right, we've got to have a bigger contingent than four clubs or 4 teams. We've got some good vibes coming out of Barrabinga. They talk about maybe a 19s next year and a women's side. But I heard today that Quirindi are looking towards the same under-19s side. We've just got to get some of the larger clubs committed and the Maroons to work a bit harder on getting 19s. It doesn't come easy, and Pirates for many years struggled with their under-19s, but now they've got a good feeder system going through the tricolours, and now with the new regional comp, where there's an unbroken pathway. We won't have that jump from 15s to 17s or to 19s or whatever. So they play through that bridging competition with the juniors, then they jump over into the club-based rugby when they're 19.
Of course, the great highlight and great magnificence, I think, with a lot of the rugby, of course, is the women's. 5 teams, nailed down, 10 to 12 ladies turning up the training every single week. Nowbry, Gunnar come through the grand final. Pirates were dominant, of course, only to lose in the finals. And Scone, led by Big Hooper, did a great job down there. And the great thing for not only them is we've all got teams. Women's have been playing great rugby. Gunnar have learnt the thing on the run and come to a grand final. But also we've got the very tasty thought of another opportunity for ladies to play in our zone in November, which hopefully we'll see Rugby Australia and New South Wales Rugby support that, especially in the demise of Central Coast Sevens. How have you seen women's rugby and the opportunities there? Not only have more teams playing sevens, but taking it to tens and 15s is something we'll look at in the next, 5 years, with especially a World Cup bid with the Wallaroos in 2021 just down the road in Maitland and also, of course, in Newcastle.
That's right. And I think we are very happy with this, our inaugural year, women's sevens competition. And I think we didn't realise that somebody can come from fifth spot, as Gunnar did, basically, and struggling to win a game until halfway through the year to get into the grand finals. Now, that's tremendous. Now, we need to build on that. Encourage other clubs to work harder to get a women's side. If Gunnar can do it, Nowbry can do it, then I'm sure Moree can do it, and Scone can do it, and I'm sure Quirindi can do it. If there's a bit of work put in, and we need to support that. And we need to also improve our amenities for the girls so that we're not just oriented for men's change rooms and what have you. We've got to be able to cater for the girls as well. The problem with the 15er side, we've 2 years we've put a 15s women's side into the country championships, but it's a lot of hard work because we don't have the depth of players to build those ranks. Yeah, we can work through that. If the sevens are successful, as you say, and then maybe we move to tens, then you don't know where it might end. So I think that's something we need to work on.